Hello, this is Dan Doolin. I am dictating a psychological evaluation for Mott Children's Health Center. I appreciate that you guys email these things to me. It is greatly appreciated. The patient's name is Antoine Watson, A-N-T-W-A-N, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. His date of birth is 10-2-2014. The date seen was 10-3-2023. His chronological age is 9 years, 0 months, and 1 day. He is in third grade at Brownell Elementary. The referral source is Teresa Embach, spelled T-E-R-E-S-A, Embach, E-M-B-A-C-H, LPC. Case number is 36-43-85. Reason for referral. Questions had begun to arise for Antoine's treating therapist, Ms. Embach, as to some weakness in terms of comprehension and processing. Concerns include intellectual development and possible influences on processing from a potentially present ADHD or autism spectrum disorder. Assessment instruments used include the structured interview for the diagnostic assessment of children, the Wechsler Abbreviated Scale of Intelligence Second Edition, the digit span subtest of the WISC-4, the symbol digit modalities test, the wide range achievement test 5, comprehensive executive functioning inventory parent response, autism diagnostic interview revised, Connor's Continuous Performance Test 3, the Milan Pre-Adolescent Clinical Inventory, and the Middle Childhood Temperament Questionnaire. Summary of relevant history. The following history was gathered... Oh, excuse me. There's something else I should do first. Antoine was first seen here at Mott Children's Health Center with Ms. Embach on 9/29/2022. And it appears that then was not seen again until June of 2023 and had some spotty attendance during the summer, but has been coming regularly since August of 2023, where mom has shown a strong interest in getting to the bottom of what may be happening with her son. It's important to say that she indicated during our initial contact that she was glad that this evaluation was being completed, indicating that she had some pretty big concerns as he's grown. And she stated her primary concern is that he seems to lack, quote-unquote, comprehension, somewhat indicating possibly social comprehension, but just at times being kind of slow in terms of picking up things that she feels he should have understood or maybe seem to have understood and then later seems to have lost it. He has developed speech and can be maybe more easily to engage one-on-one. As you'll see below, is pretty well engaged given the reports that we hear from, for instance, school. Mom feels like this comprehension issue can sometimes cause him not to understand what's happened and may influence more than helpful amount of triggered emotion and hurt feelings, and that it can be hard to calm down when he's upset. His mother added that he's been sent home many times from school. He can have challenges with peers, mostly, but sometimes with the adults. Mom is concerned that he's sometimes being exploited by peers. He does report being bullied and feeling that others are aligned against him. And sometimes it may be that his peers are more able to engage him more subtly, and then he has a bigger reaction, which then draws the attention to him, and he ends up taking the trouble. New paragraph. Mother reported that in his earliest days, he was a little late to speak and used pointing and grunting, often to show her what he wanted. She said that he did many things a little late. For instance, he wasn't up and walking until 18 months. Relative to some concerns of possible signs of atypicality, Antoine rocks himself to sleep, which is, I have learned, a unique but occurring behavior, and is less likely, if seen in only that context, to be a repetitive behavior related to autism. He will also appear to lose track and possibly be disconnected and kind of look off at times and have to kind of be brought back or come back to what is happening. Mother indicates that prior to his seeing Ms. Enbach, he hadn't been in treatment. There's no medications being used. He's never had psychiatric-related crisis or hospitalization. Relative to achievement in school, Mom stated math is his best, and she's concerned reading is behind. New paragraph. In asking questions about moods and emotions, Mom indicates that he can become sad and sometimes be difficult to console. He can cry and cry. This could be in response to how he feels treated by his peer and be complaining of being made fun of. He does better when he's by himself. He has lots of action in his play and shows a lot of imagination. Despite the report above of the rocking and knocking his head to go to sleep, he sleeps fairly well once asleep. Mom indicated that she's concerned that he may eat sometimes when he's bored, and he may be mildly overweight, and he does have some self-consciousness about his appearance, possibly related to the intense relationships he may have with peers. Mom indicated he may be stressed relative to noisy situations. And she does at times see lower self-esteem. New paragraph. Mom indicates that he does make careless mistakes in schoolwork. He shows a mixture of sustained attention and moving between tasks when playing. He likes Dragon Ball Z. My probes did not indicate that this rises to the level of an atypical interest. It's just a preference. And when he's playing with Dragon Ball Z characters, he can stay focused on that for some time. He can sometimes be pretty quiet, and Mom says it's a mixture of responding and missing what's said. She feels like it's harder to grab his attention than his peers. And when he's involved in things that he likes, it's harder for her to get him to do something that's required. She indicates he keeps a messy space and is not good at organizing his things. She indicated that he might start to fidget more, become more restless when made to do activities that require sustained mental effort. She believes he is easily distracted. It's indicated that he's generally fairly active. His mom says that he does squirm in his seat. Mom says that when he's excited, he has, in some instances, been out of his seat when expected to sit down, and has missed transitions at times. When he was a toddler, he was very hyperactive and a little bit tough to manage at times. Although it doesn't happen outside the family, he can talk excessively, which can be a sign of hyperactivity with family members. He's particularly close to mom's nephew. Mom generally supported the criteria associated with attention deficit hyperactivity. New paragraph. He's not considered a conduct risk. He will sometimes tease and have conflicts with his sisters, but he is not known for initiating physical fights. More likely to be reactive. He's never used a weapon to cause harm. He has at times mistreated animals, but this appears to be more about misunderstanding and empathy development, and not a signal of concern relative to personality development. However, he can lose his temper with his mom at times and argue. When he has to switch from his preference to homework and chores, he does sometimes, without thinking, blame others for his mistakes or misbehavior, but when given time and support, he can take responsibility for his behavior. Mom added a note here that he doesn't mind his volume, so I'm not sure if that's related to just the modulation in general speech or if it has to do with when he's angry. And mom indicated sometimes the result of an anger or disappointment could be that he will blame himself. This could be related to mood control or ability to control anger at times. It could signal being mildly prone to depressive feelings. He really tries hard to explain his misbehaviors and can become frustrated if he doesn't feel heard, but sometimes his explanations aren't sufficient. Mom does indicate that he will play by himself but will join groups. He may have nervousness about presenting to the class. Although it was not observed, she reported that he sometimes may flick his fingers and hands and rock. Those can be repetitive behaviors associated with ASD, and they can be examples of unique or idiosyncratic behavior as well as related to hyperactivity or restlessness. Mom did report that the former teacher, who she had a good relationship with, thought that Antoine likely met criteria for ADHD. There does not appear, new paragraph, does not appear to be a lot of social anxiety, but there is some level of social challenge. He's involved, but conflicts arise. It is not evident that he engages in any of the restricted or repetitive behaviors, routinized behaviors of obsessive-compulsive disorder. Mom shared an idiosyncratic note that he always has to hum when using the restroom. And lastly, she indicated there's been very little signal or reason for concern relative to psychotic symptomatology. New paragraph. I asked some questions around need for sameness, but that was not evident based on mom's responses. But he does have some preferences. For instance, he only likes broccoli cold, not hot. He'll eat onions on hamburgers, but not otherwise. In general, and for the most part, and most often, Antoine can be described as happy and sometimes excitable. New paragraph. The following is a narrative description of Connor's forms, which review for the presence of potential ADHD collected prior to this formal evaluation. Based on mother's responses using the Connors 3 short form. Mom produced all elevated scale scores. It's important to say that mom does tend to produce elevations, and she does have many concerns and is very invested in trying to help figure out what's happening with her son. This could cause her to be prone to appearing overly focused on the negative at times or potentially amplifying concerns. However, where there is any concern relative to validity, it will be discussed. There aren't validity... Here, however, there's no indication of a negative interpretation style. And inattention and hyperactivity clearly in the elevated range with learning problems at the highest, most elevation. Executive functioning indicated as a concern. Aggression, which was not observed and not even and wouldn't have been predicted by my experience of him, is at the highest possible level, as well as the pure relational difficulties. This could have been in part why Ms. Imbach was a little concerned with ASD. If we look at the teacher's form, the teacher says he's below grade level in all areas. Without any consideration of why, explanation of why that might be, the teacher does identify that he can at times reset himself with some support. My experience of Antoine is he's generally open to other people and likely needs support when things get complicated. In many ways, the teacher's form mirrors mom's with extreme elevations in all areas. However, there's a potential negative impression based on the teacher's responding. Nonetheless, the teacher supports and shows matching elevations relative to inattention and hyperactivity, slightly more higher level of concern with learning, with executive functioning. Learning problems and executive functioning also falls in the area of concern. Defiance and aggression, again, raised to the level of the highest level of concern, suggesting that observations here were not very telling about what might be seen at school. And the teacher does produce quite high elevations related to how he gets along with others. Here on the Connors 3 form, peer relations is more of a measure of peer conflict because it is a measure of ADHD where putting on the brakes and impulsive emotionality can create peer problems for young people rather than suggesting a young person who doesn't socialize with peers as might be associated with autism spectrum disorders. Behavior observation section. The following observations were made during the administration. Oh, excuse me. There's some general observations. I apologize. some general observations were made over the length of the time that Antoine was here with me. He was responsive to what I asked him to do. He showed some mild signs of anxiety, but I did not see any of the restricted repetitive behaviors I might associate with ASD. He did briefly wring his hands once and briefly rocked, but they seemed to be context specific, related to trying to increase effort or being a little anxious. He wasn't evidently hyperactive here in what we would consider the more ideal setting. Might indicate that the conditions at school are related to an increase in disorganized activity or restlessness. He wasn't evidently inattentive. There was, other than the above notes, very little indication relative to oddness or atypicality. There was no odd content in what he shared. And that overall, I had a mild concern with demoralization, that Antoine can become disappointed and unhappy in a way that might predispose him to get overly focused on the negative. New paragraph. The following observations were made during the Wechsler Abbreviated Scale of Intelligence. Qualitatively, it was quite clear that the block design subtest was very weakly performed. I wondered if he wasn't a little negativistic. I would emphasize that the appearance may have been more related to asking him to do a skill that isn't an area that's maybe an area of deficiency for him. He offered verbal and expansive results, responses to the vocabulary section. I think there's a chance that this is a little bit of a possible underperformance here, but no evident notes that would question the validity. It was clear that he qualitatively struggled on matrix reasoning and was likely going to have a lower perceptual reasoning score. He did miss one of the early items related to the similarity subtest, so a reversal rule was enacted, but he was able to go on and get some correct responses. New paragraph. He appeared to understand and comprehend the fairly complex instructions of the digit span subtest. He did mildly better on the registration portion versus the manipulation, but not in such a way that it was statistically significant. And I believe this is an accurate indication of his current ability, but it does indicate that his ability to manipulate information in his mind is a little weak, where he was only able to repeat two of the sequences backwards requiring manipulation. New paragraph. It appears that Antoine had a general slowed appearance and did tend to work a little slow, and it appeared that he used a static tripod pencil grip, which is considered intermediate and not best. Sometimes teachers can work with this and help develop a grip. And sometimes it just remains unchanged. It could be worked with in a kind of occupational therapy kind of way. May have impacted his performance on the simple digits motilities test, where I wrote he is slow with a pencil. He performed differentially between his written and oral performance. And in fact was comparable with peers on the oral performance, but much lower with a pencil. I think recommendations relative to building motor control make sense and will be provided below. New paragraph. The following was observed during the administration of the wide range achievement test 5. He was able to identify just a couple words during the word reading portion. If he did sound out, he did it silently. Sometimes wrong responses might correspond with the first letter of the word, but sometimes there was very little correspondence. New paragraph. He spelled very few words correctly, and even among his letters, although you earn points regardless, there were reversals. This might be relevant to need for practice with a pencil and maybe alphabet practicing sheets. Math appeared to come more easily to him. And again, a review of writing here suggests a little weak in that area. New paragraph. Mom completed the comprehensive executive functioning inventory for her son. Consistency was supported. Overly positive impression was not indicated. However, there was the potential for a negative impression response style. You'll see below that Antoine's scores were low across the board. That is relative to executive functioning. That is somewhat consistent with the report, such that it's possible that mom's concerns reflect reality and yet trigger the negative impression because there's low scores on many of the areas measured. The scores are well clustered, what emerges, as discussed below, is a below average general classification relative to executive functioning, but no particular standout strengths or weaknesses. And with all scores falling in the below average range except for organization falling just into the low average range. And falling just into the well below average range was working memory. The profile is described below. It doesn't provide much differentiation, but it will be offered for mom's consideration given that there is a mild validity concern. New paragraph. Antoine's mother came in on a separate occasion to complete the autism diagnostic interview with me. Oh, shoot. I goofed. One moment. That was done on 10/10/2023, I felt that Mom was very thoughtful in her responses, worked hard to identify any potential support for the concerns being discussed in the autism diagnostic interview revised, and I felt confident in the emerging that Mom's responses were a valid depiction of her best assessment of an experience with her son. New paragraph. Antoine did talk quite often during the Connor's Continuous Performance Test 3. It may have been a way of mediating his experience. It could have been a sign of restlessness. He could have been bored. I had to consistently remind him to not carry on conversation, but to focus on the administration. The CPT does perform a validity check as well as a self-diagnostic check of the accuracy of each administration. And in this instance, there was no indication of any validity issues, and the current administration should be considered valid where the talking may have been in I'm part related to the general elevated profile that emerged, which will be discussed specifically below. Relative to his talking, he had trouble sustaining his attention as reflected by evidence that he had generally had higher commissions, that is, responding in the wrong way, but generally did better relative to omissions. But in one specific block, it appears that he may have stopped participating or performing, and it appears that he went back to trying to respond at a closer level to his average. Again, the emerging profile here can be considered valid. On the Milan pre-adolescent clinical inventory, he received an invalidity score of 0 and a response negativity percentile 50, where 10% or below, 90% or above, would raise concern, and this supports the emerging profile as a valid depiction of Antoine's current functioning. New paragraph. There were 0 missing items on the mother completed middle childhood temperament questionnaire. It's considered a complete data set. Based on a sufficient number of behavioral observations to be representative of current and recent behavior. It seems that the scores are well balanced here. There was a finding that that generally the person who rated the child, his mother, does find him somewhat difficult to manage, but overall the emerging profile can be considered valid and should provide us some helpful information in terms of what works best for Antoine given his temperament. Based on these observations and validity checks within the instruments themselves, with one caveat related to the comprehensive executive functioning inventory, this psychological evaluation can generally be considered reliable and valid. New paragraph. Actually, test results. The following is a table of scores based on Antoine's performance on the Wechsler Abbreviated Scale of Intelligence 2nd Edition. And I'll put that in there. I'll place the table in there. Pardon me, I need to find a resource really quick. So sorry. Just a minute, I am sorry about this. Oh, man. Oh, here we go. Oh, and what I need is not there. Pardon me, give me just a moment, please. Above our scores that are considered well clustered and without significant scatter or difference. This supports the emerging profile. What we have is a IQ profile emerging quite clearly within the borderline range. This would help explain a lot of comprehension concerns and would make school more challenging for this young man. He has slightly better developed verbal comprehension, closer to the lower average range where his perceptual reasoning is closer to the the deficient range, but again, all scores fall in the borderline range. What's important to say here is that although these scores make for a challenging educational experience, they are consistent with a young person who can be trained in an occupation and achieve independence as an adult as long as emotional skills are commensurate and he reaches the necessary achievement levels known to be needed to succeed in independence. New paragraph. On the digit span subtest of the WISC-4, he received a scaled score of 9, which indicates working memory within the average range. It's important to say that he was much better at registration than manipulation, and he, but again, overall the score is in the average range and comparable with peers. New paragraph. On the symbol digits modalities test, again, he performed rated average on the oral score, but significantly low on the written score. This has to indicate, this suggests to me that he's slower with a pencil and will produce written work more slowly than his peers generally. Working on the pencil grip, practicing and building confidence in writing, possibly building up some dexterity could be an important piece. New paragraph. The following is a table of scores emerging from Antoine's responses to the wide range achievement test. I'll place that table in there. Here we see all the concern that mom's been holding. Antoine is in third grade, but he's basically performing around between the kindergarten and first grade level. It is supported that math is his relative strength. However, compared to peers, it's low. All his scores fall in the extremely low range. This clearly indicates need for intervention and support at school. These scores are lower, are moderately lower than his IQ ability scores, where there is weakness and where some challenge would be indicated. I think it's important that the school make their own evaluation of his ability and achievement to determine what, if any, special supports or services he may receive. New paragraph. Again, mom may have responded with some negative impression relative to a review of executive functioning using the CEFI. The comprehensive executive functioning inventory is used to quantify a parent's observations of a child's executive functioning behaviors. In combination with other information, results from the CEFI help calibrate the child's level of executive functioning in the areas of attention, emotional regulation, flexibility, inhibitory control, initiation, organization, planning, self-monitoring, and working memory. As rated by mother, he is below average in every one of these areas and crossing just into low average with organization, and again, crossing into the well below average range with working memory. However, none of the scores are statistically significantly different. Antoine obtained similar scores on separate scales. New paragraph. Based on item variability, these results suggest that Antoine is lower in completing homework or tasks on time and handling several tasks at once and organizing tasks well. Ratings for Antoine were low on coming up with a new way to reach a goal and changing his behavior as needed and solving a problem in different ways, showing some limitation relative to flexibility. Antoine had a low average score related to planning. item analysis indicates that he was low on preparing for schoolwork, thinking through decisions, and planning ahead. Antoine received a below average score related to emotion regulation, indicated that he is low in controlling emotions, staying calm when handling small problems, and waiting patiently. Antoine's initiation score was below average, with items indicating low on cueing himself to get started on things and adopting new projects and initiating conversations. Antoine, again, scored in the low average range, in the below average range in self-monitoring. Item responses indicate Antoine is low on changing a plan that isn't working, monitoring time, and asking for help when needed. Again, inhibitory control was found to be below average, indicating that he is weak in waiting to get what he wants, considering the consequences of action and completing a task that takes a long time. The attention subscale score fell in the below average range, indicated specifically is that he has trouble finishing boring tasks, reading with concentration and staying on topic when talking. Lastly, Antoine's working memory score was his lowest score, but again, not significantly different from the other scores, but fell in the well below average range, indicating specifically that Antoine's score was low on not needing instructions to be repeated, remembering what he read, and keeping track of goals when making decisions. Recommendations relative to these concerns will be offered below. New paragraph. The following is a narrative description of the emerging score summary based on Antoine's mother's responses to the autism diagnostic interview revised. You'll recall that there were some very mild behaviors that might invoke concern with autism, and of course he'd been rated as having much difficulty related to peer relations. However, that's an emphasis on conflict versus social skill development. Here you will see ultimately that Antoine's mother's responses did not, in my mind, support the idea that he may be experiencing ASD. There were two areas in which mom's responses did meet cutoff. For instance, she indicated qualitative abnormalities in reciprocal social interaction at a level that could be consistent with ASD. However, qualitative abnormalities in communication were not present nor indicated to the level that would be associated with autism spectrum disorder. My own personal experience of Antoine suggests that he ought to be able to reciprocate and experience reciprocal emotion. However, other conditions being considered here could be relevant. He did not meet criteria relative to the restricted repetitive and stereotype patterns of behavior. There were some reported, but they are not here deemed to be signals of autism spectrum disorder. There was, however, abnormality of developmental concern early on, but I associate that with other findings here. Overall, mom's responses here led me to set aside a concern associated with autism spectrum disorder. New paragraph. It's important to remember that Antoine was rated as exhibiting borderline IQ scores. That could impact his ability to respond to his work at school and may contribute to appearance of inattention, whereas that may also signal disorder specific to inattention, such as ADHD. Using the Connors Continuous Performance Test 3, Antoine was less able to differentiate targets from non-targets. He made more omission errors, made more commission errors, displayed less consistency in response speed, displayed more variability in response speed, and displayed more of a reduction in response speed later blocks. He received a 6 of 9 scores in the elevated range. Overall, this is associated with a high likelihood of having a disorder characterized by attention deficits such as ADHD. below, we'll discuss its this finding in relation to the intellectual findings. New paragraph. Following is a narrative description of the emerging profile based on Antoine's responses to the Milan pre-adolescent clinical inventory. In terms of personality analysis, the following personality pattern was supported. It may be that Antoine is apprehensive and socially ill at ease with other young people. It might be that he would like to be close to others, but has learned through experience that he better keep distance to protect himself from getting hurt. This contributes to a potential struggle with trust, and it may be that he has few friends. It's possible that he has low self-esteem and limited coping resources, and this might be that the kind of genesis of that demoralization I saw, where young persons who score similar are vulnerable to persistent undercurrents of anxiety, sadness, and tension. It's also true that Antoine may wish to be more responsible and more organized. There are elements of his personality that suggest so. He may have pretty strong rules about what's right or wrong, and may be very concerned about what others think about him. It is possible that he harbors self-doubts, and he may tend to try to keep his emotions in check. And at times, this could cause him to appear tense or miss out on fun. New paragraph. The following current clinical signs were indicated based on the emerging profile of the Milan. I need to check something. I see. Antoine's responses here put him right at the level of clinical elevation related to attention deficits, and he did indicate for disruptive behavior. These two elevations taken together are strong support for ADHD. He did produce a mildly elevated conduct score, where I think he really needs guidance on how to handle himself when strong feelings come up or social problems emerge. To me, this is an indicator of the importance of intervening and operating. He did indicate a mildly depressed mood, and here indicated a lot of worry and concern about what's coming for him and what he should expect and what he might be able to accomplish. He did produce a mildly elevated reality orientation score. At this mild level of elevation, I might associate it more with anxiety and sometimes being afraid, causing him to wonder if noises he hears may be someone or benign. And he may tend to hold a little bit more fears than others, but I don't think this is an indicator of, for instance, psychotic symptomatology. New paragraph. Following is a narrative description of the temperament profile emerging from Antoine's mother's responses to the middle childhood temperament questionnaire. Here, mother indicated that more normal findings, that he's somewhat active, which might indicate that the tendency may not affect the child's adjustment. But also maybe experiences hyperactivity. It's encouraged that opportunities should be provided for at least some active pursuits. And that quiet behavior could be expected when appropriate, but only for short periods of time. He was also indicated to be in the mid-range relative to intensity here and distractibility, where mom's impression, of course, is that he's much more distractible than she indicated here. And she put sensory threshold in the mid-range as well, and it wasn't emphasized in the ADI or my direct interview with mom. New paragraph, the following indicators emerged as different or important. Antoine was rated by his mother to be not predictable. That indicates that he has a significant tendency towards irregularity in his daily patterns. These children often have needs that are unscheduled or unanticipated by adults due to their lack of predictability. He might be hungry between meals or refuse to eat at meals. Similar lack of schedule may be seen with sleep. Indicated by his mother's responses was that he is high in withdrawing. The record indicates a tendency towards initial withdrawal and reluctance to accept new or unfamiliar situations or circumstances. This is consistent with the inhibited personality identified by the Milan. Also indicated was a non-adaptable or gradually adapting style. Antoine's score indicates slowness to change behavior and meeting the expectations of others. These youngsters usually have a difficult time altering their usual reactions and may require an extended period to adjust. Also indicated was that he was high in expression of negative feelings and mood. This indicates a child who tends to be negative in quality of moods with reactions more often tending towards distress and discomfort. It's important to say that here in this more ideal setting, that was just really not pronounced. However, it is indicated by, it's reflected in both the teacher and the parents' remarks that we have. Mom indicated that he is low in persistence or rarely persistent, giving up or interrupting tasks before completing them. Antoine is most comfortable with brief periods of involvement and needs to be watched to ensure that tasks are eventually completed. Parents should anticipate having to give reminders and to supervise that work is at the level of quality needed. And it's always better to focus on the quality of work rather than the number of work periods required to finish. Thank you very much. That concludes this dictation. And I appreciate you very much. Thank you.